The latest from leave.eu. Rule of law, corruption and stability. The common law. We take it for granted, but British society has been remarkably stable with a strong understanding, practice and acceptance of the rule of law. Without attempting to recant a history of the rule of law, from Magna Carta onwards, there is little doubt that British freedoms were won early and that British citizens, so long as they lived within the law, could sleep easily at night. Habeas corpus, the right to a fair trial, is taken for granted. The supremacy of contract law, the avoidance of arbitrary justice and the common sense approach of the common law, based on precedent, is perhaps the nation's greatest gift to the world. These advantages have been primary factors behind the prosperity this country enjoys. They are also a motivating factor behind the large number of people who seek to want to live here. These freedoms are under threat, albeit the threat is relative compared with the position of many other nations. Remaining in the European Union is one of the greatest threats to these freedoms as a new form of law, not based on the common law and precedent and, at best, loosely anchored in democratic legitimacy, uproots our traditional freedoms. We are in little doubt. Leaving the EU would strengthen British law and justice by restating the supremacy of the common law and greatly increasing democratic accountability. The common law has shown itself over many centuries to offer stability and the rule of law. Countries that have adopted it, including the UK, the US, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and India, for example, have generally been peaceful, prosperous democracies. Countries adopting Roman-based law, while also often very successful, have been more prone to upheaval and often revolution. This is because common law is more gradualist in its approach by considering precedent, whilst Roman-based law is more likely to be subject to upheaval at the executive's whim. Increasingly, UK common law is being challenged by statute law emanating from the European Union, international human rights conventions, and indeed Westminster itself. The age-old traditions of precedent are being flooded by diktat and the authority of the bureaucrat. This process, if unchecked, risks political upheaval and undermines the very principles that we've enjoyed for countless generations. It is no accident that the Anglosphere nations comprise many of the most stable and prosperous peoples on Earth. Perhaps this is the greatest unsung legacy of Magna Carta, which, although steadily losing ground in this land, still has primacy in many others in the Anglosphere and beyond. Coupled with the rule of law is stability. Britain has had its moments and battles, the 1970s trade union ascendancy being a recent one, but few would argue that this country has been anything other than one of the most stable on earth for centuries. There is no reason to believe circumstances changed and an independent Britain would not continue to be highly stable. Britain may not be the least corrupt nation on earth, as measured by Transparency International, but despite much publicised problems with parliamentary sleaze, the UK remains, in common with much of Northern Europe, the US and Old Commonwealth, one of the most transparent societies in the world. Sure, there are problems, but compared with large tracts of the world, we continue to live in harmony without arbitrary rule. To find out more about the Leave campaign, visit leave.eu.